this is serious stuff. I'll try to simplify it. The head of Victorian Police Professional Standards, the cop in charge of chasing crook cops, if you like, has been referred to the Anti-Crime Commission, IBAC. That doesn't mean he's guilty of anything, of course. He's being investigated. This goes back to something I raised last week and goes a step further. Last week we talked about a person using a fake name who'd been harassing online a group run by the former Chief Commissioner, Cal Glair. That was investigated by IBAC and Police Command and they found no offence. Now online comments allegedly made by Assistant Commissioner Brett Guerin have been sent to IBAC, referred to IBAC by the Chief Commissioner for investigation. These comments were allegedly made under the name Vernon Demarest, a fictional movie character. They involve vulgar, derogatory comments left on a conservative website of commentator Chris Smith. Now, I'm not going to read them. I don't need to. Just take my word for it. But they refer to police politics, I suppose. I think they're smarmy and nasty. Former Association Secretary Paul Mullett lost a lawsuit against the former Chief Commissioner Christine Nixon. And that's pretty much what they're about. They also criticise the Firefighters Union and firefighters. This is important because a very senior police officer in charge of ethical standards is being investigated for breaching those standards. And why is it relevant using a fake name like this to harass opponents online? Let me read to you a report of the Office of Police Integrity 2007, page 22, referred to exactly this sort of thing carried out under the fake name Kit Walker in the middle of those messy days involving Mullett, Nixon, Overland and others and all the politics. There was internal war. This IBAC report said the police who had used the VicPol email to forward anonymous and slanderous emails were behaving like schoolyard bullies, and their conduct fell short of what public expect of police. So we had the OPI ruling that using anonymous emails like this was unacceptable. Now, working at the OPI at that time was a senior officer called Graham Ashton, now Chief Commissioner. It's not clear whether in this allegations police email was used, but regardless, if it is found Mr. Guerin did this, I don't think he can stay as head of ethical standards. Whoever did this is malicious and stupid. It's a juvenile thing to do, not what you'd want from a senior police officer. More, I think he should be stood down while it's investigated. If it was important enough for the OPI to criticise the use of harassing and anonymous emails all those years ago, if it's true, and I emphasise the word if, there's no way it's acceptable for the man in charge of ethics to be tied up in a similar thing. Now, we don't know that he is at all. He's entitled to be considered innocent until proven otherwise, and I'm not saying he's guilty, but there seem to be reasonable grounds here to investigate it. And it is being investigated. My view, he should stand down while that happens. We'll see. I'll speak to Mr. Guerin after 9.